Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. How much do you know about Jesus the Nazarene? Some historical facts. 5 BC, Jesus was born. 4 BC, Jesus, Mary, Joseph traveled west to avoid persecution from King Herod and then eventually returned to Israel. 8 AD, Jesus visits the temple in Jerusalem as a boy. 25 AD, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist and begins his ministry. 26 AD, Jesus gains a major following for some reason which we will discuss. 27 AD, Jesus delivers his Sermon on the Mount. 28 AD, Jesus returns to Jerusalem with his disciples, where he is crucified by the Romans as an insurrectionist. Now, you may remember that I wrote a book called Killing Jesus, A History of the Nazarene. No religion in the book. Our research took us to Israel, where the government opened its historical files on that period of time, which were a tremendous help. And then we went to Italy, in the archives there, to get the Roman records of what happened to Jesus as the Romans were occupying Palestine, that's what it was called then, and kept meticulous records. Now, the number one thing that I found out as not only an author historian, but as a human being, is that Jesus of Nazareth was doing something that began to attract thousands of people to hear and see him. Now, in killing Jesus, we don't have any miracles. How could we? They have to be documented by physicians, and there is no record of that. However, the Roman and Jewish spies, which were following Jesus around, because both the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, the Jewish authorities, and Pilate to some extent, were worried about these big crowds. Those spies reported miraculous hearings. And that's where the miracles in the New Testament come from. So bottom line on Jesus of Nazareth is that he, a poor stone cutter, became the most famous person who ever lived. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, well, another Memorial Day is upon us, the symbolic beginning of summer. Unfortunately, some Americans have no blanking idea what Memorial Day even is. The holiday honors Americans who were killed in war. There are millions of them. Many died from disease, so they're not counted in the killed in action category, but obviously their sacrifice is the same. My grandfather was a hero in World War I, and my cousin performed heroically in Vietnam. The pain of their experiences never left them. It wasn't so much what they themselves suffered, but the death and maiming of their friends on the battlefield. Those vivid memories never go away. After the Vietnam War, many Americans turned their backs on the military. That was wrong. Americans fought valiantly against the totalitarian communists who were armed by China and the Soviet Union. We had saved South Korea from enslavement, but tragically could not duplicate that in the jungles and rice paddies, primarily because of political decisions. In totality, American military personnel have freed billions of people worldwide from evil countries. That is what Memorial Day is all about. The nobility of our armed forces is etched in history. Spread the word. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Susan Godfrey Tom, Simpsonville, South Carolina. I've been a fan of yours, Bill, for more than 10 years. I understand you're independent, but what does I'm not a Republican kind of guy mean? I said that. I'm not a Republican kind of guy. Very good question, Susan. Excellent question, by the way. It means that both parties, in my humble opinion, aren't doing their best for America. So the Republican Party is scattered. There's no leadership there. Who's the leader? Who? No one. And they don't articulate a lot of the things that they want to accomplish, like abortion. They don't say why they want to limit it, or what the other side is doing and how that violates humanity. There isn't any articulation coming out of the Republican Party. That's what I mean. John Sato, Hicksville, New York. Bill, you can say you don't care about same-sex marriage. And as a Catholic myself, I do care about the word marriage. It's a civil union. Marriage is a religious thing and not a state thing. It's a religious thing in some sects, S-E-C-T-S. But marriage in America is a state thing. It shouldn't be, but it is. And anybody who's gotten divorced or been involved in some kind of contention during a marriage, you're going to get blasted. So my philosophy is I want all Americans to pursue happiness on an equal basis, right? And if gays want to get married, I don't care. They're going to be subjected to the same insane laws, civil laws, that everybody else is. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago today, a political organization founded by billionaire George Soros departed his native country of Hungary after it was kicked out by the government there. The group set up shop in Berlin to continue its global operation. Here is the story behind George Soros, one of the most influential people on the planet. Soros, born August 12, 1930, in Budapest, Hungary. His life was uprooted in 1944 when the Nazis invaded. His Jewish family used false passports to avoid the concentration camps. After the war, George moved to England, where he studied at the London School of Economics. The family then relocated to New York City. There, Soros began his career in finance. By 1984, the Hungarian had amassed a staggering net worth of $4 billion. He created the Open Society Foundation, a network of political organizations focused on promoting very liberal values in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. In 2003, Soros founded the progressive think tank, the Center for American Progress. His network gave unlimited money to dozens of far-left groups, including MoveOn.org. Soros personally has given $1 million to help elect Barack Obama, $8 million to Hillary Clinton, $20 million to Joe Biden, and $128 million to Democrat candidates during the 2022 midterm election cycle. In total, Soros-backed institutions have distributed $32 billion worldwide to the far left. Now today, Soros is focused on local elections. As of April 2023, Soros had distributed $40 million to radical left district attorneys. And here's something else you might not know. Folks living under Soros-funded DAs suffer the highest crime rate in the USA. Since his national campaign began in 2016, murders, armed robbery, home invasions in liberal American cities up 30%. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly one in three of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.